Embler Books presents The Playgroup, written by Jamie Fraser and read by Melissa Vaughan. The Puddle Ducks Playgroup Newsletter, September issue. Welcome back, everyone. If you're new, we'd like to give you an extra special hello. Here at Puddle Ducks Playgroup, we understand that your first day might seem daunting, but we're around to make sure you settle in, and that includes nervous parents. We've got all kinds of activities to keep you amused and also help you learn. There's our new pyjama drama group and our weekly wriggle and giggle musical movement group. This term, we're very fortunate to have Kitty McDonald, of Britain's Best Talent fame, who will be running a music workshop morning and helping us with the end-of-term nativity play. Please also put the following date in your diary. On September 30th, there will be a parents' social in the main hall, so book your babysitter now. Here is some advice to make the autumn term go with a swing. Vital do's and don'ts. Do make sure every item of clothing is clearly labelled, including underwear. Do fill in the enclosed medical form, especially the allergy section. Do fill in the emergency contact form together with your doctor's details. Please be aware that this term we have a new security code which has been fitted onto the main door. If you are late, you will need to ring the bell so one of the staff can let you in. Right, that's it. We hope your little puddle ducks will have a smashing start. If you have any questions, please don't hesitate to ask. P.S. Do any of you mums have a secret talent? If so, we'd like to hear from you. At Puddle Ducks Playgroup, we welcome outside speakers who can tell us about their own area of expertise. So if you're an artist or a writer or a singer, or even if you've just come back from an interesting holiday, please get in touch. The Puddle Ducks Song. We are the little puddle ducks. We love to learn through play. It keeps us bright and busy all through the day. Chapter 1. Mrs. Merrifield, we went to Mauritius and it rained. Hi, Gemma. Nice tan. Listen, I'm pretty certain Molly is dry now, but just in case she's not, there's a spare pair of pants in her sandwich box. That's the one with the picture of a giraffe on it. Sorry, I didn't have time to label it. Morning, Miss Merrifield. Had a good break. Darren, have you said hello to your playgroup leader? Gemma, I'm so sorry, but we've just had Beth checked again, and it turns out she's allergic to wheat, as well as salt, sugar, any kind of additives, and, get this, any food that's yellow. Weird, isn't it? So can you make sure she doesn't have any biscuits at break time? The stream of traffic on the first day of term was always hectic, with the children running up to swing on her arms, wrap their small, warm bodies round her legs, bobbing up and down, unable to stand still for a second and announcing in breathy, excited voices exactly what they'd been up to in the holidays. It was like lots of different hands playing piano notes at the same time. The parents, too, would understandably want to chat, some calling her Gemma because they felt they knew her, while others preferred a more formal address. As for the children, she'd given up explaining that she was a miss. In their minds, any woman like their mum had to have a Mrs. in front of their name. And there were so many people milling around, all needing something different from her. For a start, there was Darren's mum, squatting down by the Play-Doh table to settle in her 3-year-old, who was nervous about coming back after a whole summer off. Then there were mums like Kyle's, who arrived in skinny tops and casual jogging bottoms, so casual that they looked as though they'd just rolled out of bed and were going back to watch daytime TV, and just waved goodbye to their children without a second glance. Kyle's mother always dressed her son in a skimpy t-shirt, winter and summer, even though Gemma kept asking her to bring in
Sample complete. Ready to continue?